Little trivia fact for you. You're going to regret handing me these playing cards, but this all is all said and done. Savitri put together these.
Can you give me a copy of those, John, so I can be here?
This trivia card game, and this one, approximately how many species of trees are native to the United States? 100, 250, 600, or 950? And this was submitted by a Savitri arborist in Norcross, Georgia, Dave Kolb. How many trees do you think in America?
Got to put this out to the listeners. They got to call it in or text it.
My guess would have been much higher than even the highest option on that card.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have been, I don't know.
Wrong.
So there's no none of the above on that question?
Yeah. No, it was D. 950 trees are native to the United States. Now,
how many species are there total in the United States, including all the introduced species?
I'll have to keep digging through my trivia cards for that one.
We'll have to find out the answer to that one. It's got to be in the thousands and thousands.
Oh, because a lot of the stuff that we have, I mean, even citrus isn't even native to America. And how prominent is that today?
Yeah. Well, the Desert Botanical Garden brought, bring all these botanical gardens from around the world. They love to bring in plants that are suitable to their climate zone all around the world. So we have trees from the Middle East, from Africa, from Asia, South America. All the different continents are represented here in Arizona because they all have arid climate zones in their parts. Our Aleppo pines from Syria. Yeah. The Afghan pines from Afghanistan. So we have all these South American trees as well that are introduced here. Southern Mexico, a lot of trees grow well here if you just have the water.
We'll have to see if we can find that one before our next Talking Trees program. We have John and Mesa. We'll start us off on the calls at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Welcome, John. How may we help you?
Hi. Yesterday I had a yard man. He planted an Ocotilla, replanted it. Dug it out of the back, put it in the front. He told me that I should water it almost every day for a couple of weeks, and he told me to put a bag of steer manure on. That didn't sound right to me, so I thought that sounded like me kind of wet for an Ocotilla, but I'm calling to see if that's right.
Well, good morning, John. I think you're correct in that's not what you want to do. You want to keep the soil moist. But it's my understanding with Ocotilla that you want to imitate the rain. They take their moisture in from all the little spines down their plant. And transplanting is a difficult thing with Ocotillas. And even when we harvest them from the desert, you get about a 50-50 chance of them taking, of survival. And in the nurseries, they pot them up and about 50% of them survive. And so you don't want anything to stay constantly wet, and I think the steer manure might not be the correct thing. A little sand.
I would try to water the whole area deeply out to about an 18-inch radius around your planting hole, and then let it dry out for several days, if not a week. In this kind of weather, too, with the recent rain and the little higher humidity, you want to just let that dry out sufficiently. For at least a week or so. And you can push a screwdriver down into the soil just to make sure that it's staying moist. And when it starts to get difficult to put that screwdriver into the ground, you can know that it's starting to get dry, and then add some water again. But no, you definitely don't want to set up conditions for a fungal pathogen to kill what roots you have there. So, just be very, very careful with the watering.
Is an Ocotillo like a saguaro in the sense that you have to mark which direction it's facing? The north side of the saguaro, when you replant it, it needs to be facing north. Is an Ocotillo that same way?
I think any plant is. I mean, it's beneficial to do it, but definitely.
Yeah, if you can mark that direction it was planted before, it'll maybe help it to adjust to that new planting site without one more stress.
I've always heard Ocotillos are very difficult and have that low survival rate. And you look at them out in their native and where you see them in the desert, Phoenix for the most part, and a lot of Tucson, a lot of Casa Grande, where these are very flat areas. You don't see Ocotillo in the flats out in when you're in the desert. You see them on rocky hill slopes, and anytime there's an elevation change in the terrain. So I don't know if a mound or something would help it.
I think it's the drainage.
Yeah.
I think it's the drainage on the hillsides that make them adapt to those areas. But probably the thing that is worse is planting it too deep. Because the acacias, you kind of got to stand them up a little bit. People plant them too deep and really bury the crowns of them with soil. And that's probably the key factor to not having success.
Well, I know you wanted to get into a conversation on irrigation, but of all things we can do here at Rosie on the House, we can't stop the clock. The music indicates bottom of the hour news. When we get back, we'll talk irrigation. We'll also stay in Mesa with Lisa, who wants to talk about her citrus tree, and your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.